You're listening to the Moms with Dreams podcast, episode number 101.
Welcome to the Moms with Dreams podcast, where you'll learn strategies and be inspired to reclaim your dreams, do what you love, and make a difference.
Hello, 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 welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Moms with Dreams show. I'm Erica Blocker, and I created this podcast to inspire and guide ambitious, purpose-driven, and passionate women who are on a journey to live their dreams. And as a mother of four, I know how our responsibilities and commitments can easily sidetrack us from living our dreams, and that's why I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I hope that you're inspired and get the motivation you need as you meet some of the most courageous, purposeful women on the planet. This is episode 101, and I'm still excited about the big celebration we had for episode 100, which was a huge milestone for me. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, I encourage you to check that out. That is episode 100, and I did it real big, had a lot of my listeners and previous guests show up and talk about what they love about the show and also leave really nice words, and it was very inspiring for me as well. And I got a chance to hear a lot from my listeners over the past week or so, receiving emails and messages and people calling me and saying how much they love the show, and it really has touched my heart. So I'm thankful for all of you, and if this is your first time listening, I hope that you'll subscribe over on iTunes. I hope that you'll join my community over at ericablocker.com by joining my mailing list, and when you do, you'll get a free guide to help jumpstart your dream business. So that's pretty cool. Today, I'm talking with Felicia Lucas. She's a busy woman on the move who's living in her purpose and following her dreams. Felicia is a minister and she co-founded a church with her husband. She's also an author and she has a powerful message for you. So if you've been thinking about writing a book, this is going to be a great listening experience for you because Felicia talks about what it was like for her to get her story out for the first time and some of the transformation she had to go through in her mind to believe that she was capable of doing it. And she even talks about how she created the content for her book and how it has changed her life ever since she became an international best-selling author. So this is a great episode and I know you're going to enjoy it and I will be back afterwards. So right now, here is my episode with Felicia Lucas. Felicia Lucas is a minister, number one international best-selling author, inspirational speaker, coach, event planner, and publisher. She and her husband, Pastor Calvin Lucas, co-founded Take It By Force Ministries, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and Dominion Tabernacle Church. As a businesswoman on the move, she is the CEO of His Glory Creations and A Moment in Time. Felicia has also written two books, and she is on a mission to empower and help people live their best life. So I'm really excited to have Felicia here with us today. And I know we're going to have a great conversation. So let's get started. Hi, Felicia. Welcome to Moms with Dreams.
Hello, Erica. I'm glad to be here.
Me too. This is awesome. So I am looking forward to our talk. Felicia, you are a woman on the move for sure. You are a minister, a number one international best-selling author, inspirational speaker, coach, event planner, publisher, mom, wife, all types of things. And I'm just curious to know, as a woman walking in her purpose and impacting lives in a big way, of all the titles you have, what aspect of your work do you love the most?
Well, actually, Erica, I really enjoy just helping people. As you have just said, I wear many, many, many hats, and having the opportunity, or I actually count it a privilege, and have that opportunity to help people. I would say over the years, it seems the older I get, the more I'm being stretched or I feel compelled to help the younger generations. And that's my heartbeat, is to help them to become their best selves by using my life examples, using the experiences that I've felt to help them move towards their best selves. So all the hats I wear is just the straight from the heart, being able to help people.
I totally can relate to that. I feel that there are so many more women who are stepping up to that and answering the calling on their lives that's telling them, moving them in the direction of doing more meaningful work. And a lot of it does have to do with sharing our stories and helping others see that there's purpose in our pain and that there's also purpose in the experiences that we go through. And Felicia, I know that, as I mentioned earlier, you've written two books. And one of your books, the first one is called Make It Happen, Moving Toward Your Best You, where you use your life story to inspire others to move to better living in areas such as spirituality, professional growth, physical being, and relationships. So share with us how you were able to use your story to write this book.
Well, what actually happened as a speaker, I was going out and I was speaking at, you know, different venues. And at the end of the message, people would come up and say, well, you know, where's your book? I'm like, what do you mean? Where's my book? And they were like, you don't have a book? We want more. And so I felt as that timing was great to give me an opportunity to share. I've experienced a lot in reference to those, you know, areas such as the spirituality piece, the professional growth, and the physical transformation. And I felt that putting that in writing was an excellent opportunity to get that message beyond just that particular public speaking moment. And I also felt that getting that message out would be great for my children's children to go back and say, you know what? My great, great, great grandmother did this. So it's for that legacy, leaving that for my children to share that for them, but also to share with the world my successes and my failures. A lot of times people are so willing to share their success. They want to share the good things, but those not so good things, that's what people really need to hear, because those not so good things can be warning signs for them or inspiration for them as they're going through different things in their lives. Having that blueprint or having that story available, it kind of motivates or inspires. So I count it a privilege to have the opportunity to share my story on that level, not just, you know, here, but internationally. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yes. And that's pretty cool. I bet you were probably like, oh, I didn't even think about writing a book. And now people want more. So it was kind of like the demand had, you know, you were in demand, so you had to do it. So when you set out to write your book, Felicia, what was the biggest obstacle you had to overcome to get that done?
For me, it was me. And having that mindset that, you know, I could do it. I mean, I didn't think initially. I really honestly felt like, you know, who am I? Am I worthy to even do this? Who am I to be able to do it? And I was very fortunate to link up with a book coach that she was just like a coach. She held my hand. She told me what I needed to do. She corrected me. She inspired. She mentored, all those things that coaches do to help me through that process. But I first had to get over, you know, myself. And I think I think about it a lot, the day that the book was done, and I was like, you know, really, really excited. And the whole time I was writing, I only told a couple people in my circle. So people didn't know. And so I recall that level of anxiety I had when I was on Facebook making the post initially that I had written a book, and I sat there and I looked at it, and you know, it's that mindset jumps back in, like, oh no, no one's going to read it. No one really cares, you know, that kind of thing. And so I had to kind of get over that. And once I hit that button for that post, it was like a ton of bricks just lifted. And I was at that point, I'm ready. I said, at this point, you know, the things that are in there, people will know. And I actually felt better once the book came out. So I was able to share, you know, really what I had been going through. And some people were surprised. Some of the things I shared, they had no idea, because I, up to that point, had been a pretty private person. So they just saw me out, but they had no idea some of the things that I was dealing with. So for me, it was a very liberating experience to actually get it in print and out now to the world.
Yes. So you went from being afraid to share that you were writing a book to having some anxiety around putting out your first post on Facebook to becoming a number one international best-selling author. So tell us about that transformation, Felicia, because I know that there are people listening to us right now who, A, they have a story within them. They are afraid or intimidated by the idea of writing a book. And then the idea of telling people that they've written a book is like a whole nother level. So take us through that process. How did you go from being afraid to share that you wrote your book to becoming a number one international best-selling author?
When making that decision, I think that that moment when I hit that button to say, you know, this is what it is, this is what I have, I think it was something shifted within me, because at that point, it didn't matter that voice that was in my head that was talking. So it was that was the empowerment moment for me to silence that voice. Because immediately once I posted it, I had people to say, oh my goodness, you wrote a book. I need to buy it. And, you know, so as I kept going through that process and looking at that, the support I got, I think that helped that transition. And at that point, I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. I can do that. And not being cocky or not being, you know, it's all about me. But I think the support that I did get initially from those that were in my inner circle and in my family and, you know, people wanting me to, you know, come to their church or come to their whatever program that they had was great. And so being able to leverage that and then also have an opportunity to be a part of a group where I was able to become that international best-selling author. So for me, changing my mindset and not being afraid to share some of those secrets, I think that gave me the confidence that I was able to then start, you know, how do I market the book and how that process. But, you know, a year prior to that, if you had told me that I would be an international best-selling author, I would have been like, you're right, because of my mentality hadn't shifted. So it was a process. It didn't happen overnight.
Absolutely. I feel like we're always a work in progress. And I love your story. I love that you started off, first of all, had no intention on writing a book. Then you wrote the book and you put it out there with some fear. But then you in the process realized, you know what, this isn't nearly as bad. And not only that, but I'm assuming this is my next question that we're going to move into now is, after you wrote the book, how did that change your career as a speaker and a coach? Did that propel you into new audiences? Did it get you into, you know, in front of people that you don't think you would have reached had you not written the book?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, they say now the book is the new business card. And I'm finding that out even more so. So if I'm invited to an event, you know, it's not just where's your business card, but when you put that book out there, you're seen as that expert. And I think for me, it's opened up a lot of doors in audiences that people that may not necessarily look like me, or they may not necessarily believe what I believe, but God has opened those doors where I'm able to go and share my story. And then, you know, the different types of the audiences, you know, now that I have a teen book and then I have my adult book and working on some other things right now, I think that gives me, I'm able to leverage that in those different audiences. And I would not have been able to do that before having those books, you know, available.
Mm-hmm. And clearly the first book has given you the courage and the confidence to write the second book. And it's almost as if you've caught in the book writing bug now, because it's like, you realize you have so much to share, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that, I have a publishing company, and, you know, my heart around that is I want to help that mom or help that woman that felt like I felt, that it was not possible. So my company, His Glory Creations, that's what we're about, helping other individuals get their story out. And, you know, I was afraid to tell people that I publish books. And I was listening to someone's Facebook Live and one day, and she said, well, if you don't tell people what you do, how do you think people gonna know what you do? And that kind of like really resonated with me. And I guess I had gone back a little to that mentality I had before, and wanting to be hidden. But if you're hidden, if people don't know what you do, how are they going to contact you? So I just put it out there. I just, you know, have really amped up my social media presence. And now I have authors. I've had four authors this week that have joined my projects. And that's just because I've amped it up and being out there. And they know that I publish books and people are, you know, inboxing me about that because I want to help them. And I want to help them at an economically good price, because, you know, sometimes that dream, you know, can be thousands and thousands of dollars. And I figured out a way that I can get that done, and my objective can be met and their objective can be met as well. And we still produce a quality book.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about that, Felicia, because as I mentioned, a lot of my listeners and people that I know in general want to write books. And it seems like cost is one of the impediments to actually becoming a published author, as well as the fear that we kind of touched on a little bit here. But let's talk about the process. Like, what does it take to actually go from concept to publishing the book?
The basic part of the process is the writing. I would think the writing is the key of that. Setting aside that time. I know for me, when I was writing, I wrote my actual first book, I wrote in 5 weeks, and I was writing 2 chapters a week, and setting aside those 5 weeks and I was still working my full-time job, and I'm still the mom, and I'm still doing the things I'm doing in the community. But making that sacrifice. And I think that was the hardest part of the process, is getting that on paper. And, you know, if you experience the writer's block, and how do you get over that? And just making sure that, you know, you have everything there. And then, of course, you know, going through the editing, and I had a very good editor. And so she really helped make sure that the message that I wanted to convey, that I didn't steer away from that. So I would say to someone that wants to be a writer, first, worry about getting your message on paper or typing your computer. And that's the hardest part. The publishing part and the marketing part, all that obviously is part of it, but making sure that you are capturing exactly what you want written. I think that would be the biggest, the most important aspect of the whole book process, and sticking to your schedule. And the other piece around that is being accountable. So, you know, having that accountability partner that you check in with, to make sure that, okay, this is week one, I should have 2 chapters done by that. And, you know, for some people, 5 weeks is, you know, that's kind of hard for them. So you just need to specify what your timeline is and be committed to stick to it no matter what.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you said that. I want to spend a little bit of time in the writing piece, because you did admit that that is the most difficult part. And I think that is where most people get stuck. They even might start to write and then at some point lose the momentum, or get discouraged, and just feel like this is too much. So if, let's just think hypothetically, if a mother or a woman has a family and she's working a full-time job, what's a realistic amount of time to set aside each week in order to get one chapter done? Like, would you say it's an hour, 30 minutes? How could she break that down and make it realistic for her in her lifestyle?
For me, being a mom of three and, you know, as I said, working a full-time job, the sacrifice that I made was, you know, I normally go in at 7 a.m. and I have a 45-minute commute. So normally I leave home like 6 o'clock. So which means I need to get up at 5 o'clock. So for me, the sacrifice was I had to get up at 4 o'clock. So from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I committed every day that I had to go to work, that I would give that hour to writing. And plus, it was a great time because the house was quiet. Everybody, you know, the kids were asleep. My husband was asleep. So that was ideal for me to do that 4 a.m. The other part of the sacrifice would be, you know, sometimes on my lunch hour, I would write. I would, you know, grab something quickly to eat. In my lunch hour, I would write. And the other part of the sacrifice would be in the evening. So there were times when I would come home and, you know, after dinner and all that, before the kids went to bed, or after they went to bed, I would sacrifice that hour. So I was, you know, 2 hours a day, 10 hours a week, I put into writing. And for me, it was enough time to, you know, get those chapters done. And it just depends on, you know, how, you know, a lot of the things that I wrote about, you know, I had been telling these stories for years. So it wasn't as difficult to I just had to actually write what they were. But I had the advantage of, as being a speaker, once you're a speaker, a lot of things you say that, you know, that can easily be turned into a book. So for me, I had that advantage. So I still had a lot of notes from, you know, when I spoke. So it was a lot easier for me to kind of outline it and go. But I would say if you could set aside those 2 hours a day, maybe an hour in the morning, an hour at night, I think that you'd be well on your way of getting that book done.
Great tips. I love that you broke it down and gave us three options, because there may be some people who work better early in the morning, and then some people who are more productive late at night. So you just heard from Felicia. She gave you three times a day that you could choose. If you want to use all three, that's even better. But if you're more of a morning person, you have to wake up earlier. If you're a night owl, stay up later and write your book, but just get it done because there are people waiting on your work. The other thing that you said that I thought was very important was that you talked about the content. And so you are a speaker and you already have a lot of your, or you already had a lot of your content. You already knew it. It's part of what you do and everything like that. So I want to ask you now, for someone who isn't a speaker and maybe she's just, you know, telling her life story, how would you encourage her to create her content, being that she doesn't have like written speeches, or maybe she's not a blogger yet, she's just getting started in that whole realm?
Well, I would say for her to identify what are some key points that she feels are really, really important. So if she was going to the library or she was going to a bookstore, what would she want to read about? A lot of times if you go on Facebook and you see what kind of things are trending, you'll see a lot of what people are, you know, what are hot topics. And, you know, you can use those as kind of a springboard. And, you know, a lot of times as well, you know, there's research that you'll need to do for your book. So if you're like, for me, being a lot of what I was writing was my life story, you know, I didn't have to have a whole lot of research. And it's okay for you to research on a topic to kind of get a better understanding of that and pulling in how does that match your story. So if you pull that into what you're trying to say, you know, one, it gives you a basis of relatability with your audience. For me, a lot of my relatability was my life experience. You know, over 20 years working in corporate America, I mean, I had a lot of experience to pull on. So I didn't have to go and research that. I lived it. I knew it. So I would say to that mom or to that lady or that woman that's wanting to write for your content, what would you like to read? I always tell my clients, you write the story that you would want to read.
That's powerful. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, when I was down and out or when I had issues and I needed a solution, I couldn't find it, so I created the solution. So it's the same thing with your book. You can be the answer. You can be that hope. You can just be what you needed at some point in your life. Absolutely. So, Felicia, you talked about your publishing company, and there may be someone listening right now who's looking for someone to help them with that. So is your publishing company a one-stop shop? Meaning, do they come to you? Can they get the book writing coaching, and then moving into the editing process and then to the publishing and marketing? Do you handle all of that, or are you only offering specific services in the process?
No, I'm actually offering that. I do have a team of people that I collaborate with. So what I don't have, I can get you. The marketing piece, that's not mine, but there's someone on my team that does that. So when that client comes to me, I'm able to do, I have someone that does the graphics design. I have an editor. So we have an all-inclusive package that we offer through my company. But there are people there on the team that can give whatever that customer needs. We can curtail that package for them.
Beautiful. So in a moment, we'll share your contact information. And it sounds like this is, you know, definitely something you want to check out. If you've been thinking about writing a book and you've been feeling like it's too big of a project to do on your own, I encourage you to reach out to Felicia. So Felicia, I want to switch gears just a moment before we have to head out. And talk about you. Let me backtrack a little bit. Here on the show, we talk a lot about self-care because it's really important as busy women, busy mothers. We're doing so much, juggling so many things and have a lot on our plates. And it's really important that we take good care of ourselves. So I would love for you to share with us, how is it that you pour back into yourself and make sure that you have what you need to keep going to fulfill all the roles that you fulfill in your life?
Well, one thing I share in the book of my Make It Happen book, and that's talking about affirmation of myself. I have lost over 70 pounds. And I talk about that transformation in the book and how it was important for me. In order for me to move to my best self, I had to start with me. And it's not that I'm being selfish, but taking that time to make sure that I, you know, have some type of exercise routine. I like to walk. So I'm that mall walker that people always they tease me about being. But I have to take that time for myself. I also have surrounded myself with positive, like-minded women entrepreneurs that we upbuild each other. We encourage each other. I think that it's important to invest in me in order to help them or to help, you know, whoever comes, whatever client that comes to me. And I didn't always do that. And so, you know, there was times in my life that I turned to food when the stress hit versus now it may be going for a walk or deep breathing exercises. Those kinds of things are very, very important as we are trying to do our purpose and not feeling bad about it. And sometimes as moms, we may put our children before us. And a lot of times moms will, going to the soccer game and doing all these things and out and about, which is great, which I do. I do balance that as well. But there's times where it's Felicia's time and it's time for me to meditate. It's time for me to read. It's time for me to walk. I have to be selfish. And I think that's my key of moving to my best self is taking those selfish moments to make sure that I'm better. So I can be better for them.
Absolutely. That is so true. And I've learned that over the years as well. As a mother, I used to put my kids like, you know, they were at the top of the list and I was way somewhere at the bottom, even if I don't even know if I was on the list sometimes. But, you know, like we just get so wrapped up and we want to be great mothers and great wives and do all these things for everyone else. And somehow we get lost in the mix of all that. But I'm glad to hear that you make self-care a priority and happy to know that you wrote about it in your book. So you guys, if you pick up Felicia's book, Make It Happen, Moving Toward Your Best You, you'll get to hear all about her life story and about the inspiration that's going to help you become your best self. Absolutely. So Felicia, I know that you have other things going on. Before we wrap up, share with us what projects you're working on now and what we can expect from you.
I actually, this past week, have signed up for I'm doing a collaboration with another publishing company, and we are doing an anthology. And this anthology is about how an individual that has suffered some type of loss or some type of adverse situation in their life, how they were able to bounce back into living. And so that anthology is slated to be released in late fall of 2017. So that's, at this point, that is one of my biggest projects that I have going on right now. So it should have 10 to 15 authors. We're still in the process now of signing up authors. So our prayer is when that book is released in the late fall that we would have gotten all of our women and men, it's a women and men anthology, signed up. So that's one of my big projects I have. And I'm also doing my first live women's event in October of 2017. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a women and teens brunch in North Carolina. We're excited about that, having our speakers to come and to just share and to empower the young people and the young women in our community. So those would be the two biggest projects that I have going on. Another initiative that I didn't share that it actually goes along with my writing, I've been doing some collaborative partnerships in the local school system. And so a couple of weeks ago, I had a group of middle school students that I help with their creative writing, and they produced a book. And so I'm excited about that would be my first teen anthology that came out about 2 weeks ago. So this is a series that I'll start within a particular school, and each fall and each spring we'll be producing a teen anthology. So I am really have embraced this publishing journey and having the opportunity to impact not just women or moms that want to write, but also inspiring those teens to become those published authors. So I'm really, really excited about that opportunity.
Wow. I'm excited for you too. Congratulations, Felicia. Seriously, I'm listening to you and I'm smiling because I just keep thinking about in the beginning of our conversation when you said that you were afraid to hit that button on Facebook to tell people that you wrote a book. And just imagine had you not done that, like all that you've been able to do and all that you're still going to do all started from that first book and moving past that fear and not letting that fear hold you back, because there was something greater that God had for you. And now you're walking in that and you're living it and you're helping other people. And it's beautiful. And I'm just so happy that we were able to share your story today here on the Moms with Dreams show. So as we wrap up, please share with our listeners how they can connect with you online.
So I do have my own website, which is FeliciaLucas.com, and that's FeliciaLucas.com. And there is a contact me tab there that you can get me. Also on Facebook, I have two pages. My publishing company is under HGCPAC. So that stands for His Glory Creations Publishing and Consulting. And again, that's HGCPAC. I also have my fan page of author Felicia Lucas. You can reach me there. Our ministry is online as well on Facebook at Take It By Force Ministries. I'm also on Twitter for those of you that tweet, and I sign in as Move to Your Best You, and the U is just the capital U. And you can find some YouTube videos of me under Coach Felicia Lucas. And I've recently started Instagram, so I'm also there under Coach Felicia Lucas.
Awesome. So there's no way that you can tell me that you cannot find Felicia. She's everywhere on social media, and she even has her own website. I will be sure to have all of your contact information shared for this episode for today, Felicia. And I'm really, again, so grateful that you were here with us today to share and empower our audience with your tips and the information you shared around writing a book and publishing. And really quickly before we go, I always ask my guests to share 30 seconds or less of parting words of wisdom with our listeners. So what would you like to leave them with today?
I would like to leave with the listeners that it's important that you tap into your born to do this. Whatever that is that you were born to do, find out what it is and show up with it. Do it every day. It should make you spring out of bed that you want to. You can't wait to do it. So find out what you were born to do. Walk in that purpose and move to that best you that God has designed for you to become.
Amen. That's awesome. We can definitely end on that note. And again, this has been another episode of the Moms with Dreams podcast with Erica Blocker and my guest today, Felicia Lucas. So there you have it. What did you think? Isn't Felicia amazing? I love how she was so open about sharing her challenges and how she had to overcome them to get her book out there, to get her story out there. I love how she shared the story with us about how she felt the first time she posted on Facebook about her book. Can you relate to that? Was there a time in your life where you remember that moment when you shared the big news for the first time, or you put yourself out there and you were vulnerable in a way, and how you felt in that moment? So I hope that this was inspiring to you, and I hope that you now have more insight on what it takes to write a book. Although we didn't break down the entire process, we did talk about how to create the content, how to, you know, get up the courage to share your story, which is often the biggest part, right? Believing in yourself, believing that your story is important and that someone's going to want to read about it, right? We often play these games, or we have these mind games going on with ourselves, and often it's us that we have to get over first, just like Felicia talked about. So if you are looking to write your first book, or you're just looking to figure out what your next steps are, I would certainly love to support you in that. You can reach out to me, and I'm here to help you as a success coach and strategist. That is what I love to do. I love to work with busy moms who are working full-time jobs, have a lot on their plate, but also have a big tugging or a big purpose in their heart, something that's pulling them in the direction of their dreams and goals and are looking to get started. So you can email me at erica@momswithdreams.com. And if you're interested, we can set up a time to get together and talk about your dreams. We'll do a discovery session. It's totally free and there's no obligation. I just love to help you come up with some ideas and figure out your next steps. All right. So that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me some comments below and let me know what you liked about it, what you'd like to hear. I'm still taking your suggestions for my upcoming season, because I will be wrapping up this season in the next few weeks. So if there's something you want me to talk about or cover or have a guest on a certain topic for the fall season when it begins, please email me and let me know, or leave a comment here under this episode if you're listening from the website. If you're not, you can go to the website. It's ericablocker.com/101, and you can leave your comments there. All right. Thanks again for listening. I enjoyed being with you as always. Remember to reclaim your dream, do what you love, and make a difference. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Moms with Dreams podcast at www.momswithdreams.com. We appreciate you listening and look forward to having you back next time for more inspiration and education.